The Marvelous Misfits of Westminster, narrated by Brian Tapella. The Hunts and I are parked at the shabby side of the center of the universe, a little away from her trailer. It took us a while to find the trailer park, as it doesn't appear on any map. The place looks desolate. There's junk everywhere. What isn't covered in garbage is overgrown with weeds. The air is hot and oppressive. Something's brewing. A storm, if we're lucky. Those storm clouds are unnerving me, though. They look not quite natural, as if someone had painted them. Someone with a vicious sense of humor. It's quiet. Too quiet. Even the strays are missing. No cats, no dogs. Apart from us, there's only a boy. He's sitting in the dust in front of a boarded-up trailer, pitching pebbles at a tin can. "You sure she lives here?" I ask, though I know she does. Not only is it written in skin, but Irving sniffed her out, too. Still, my heart refuses to believe. When she rejected any of my money 10 years ago, I figured she had made other arrangements. Realizing she'd lived like this all those years tears my heart. Through the rearview mirror, I look at Jaime in the back seat. Irving is curled up into a ball on her lap and is snoring softly.
"You want me to read it again?"
Jaime asks. She knows I'm looking at her. How is a mystery to me, but she always does.
"Don't be silly, dear," Harvey says. "You've read it to him 100 times.
The coughing sound is him laughing.
"Haven't I undressed enough already?"
He pats my thigh to get my attention. As I look, he winks at me and points with 2 thumps at his skin. I roll my eyes, but my mouth pulls into a smile. "I know, I know. This skin ain't joking." With a sigh, I get out of the car. Every fiber tells me to get her out of this place. But this is not my story. I'm just the sidekick helping the hero along. As I walk to the back of the car, I tug at my shirt. It clings to me like it's trying to hold me back. Why on earth did she run away to hell? I open the trunk and get out the box. It's large and heavier than anticipated. I press it against my chest and walk carefully over to her trailer. At the doorstep, I bend my knees in a slow, fluid motion. The box clunks to the ground despite my effort. I breathe in sharply and wait. Nothing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?